Breaking news this afternoon. The Beltsville man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March is on his way back to America to face criminal charges. ABC News quotes sources as saying Kilmar Abrego Garcia has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Tennessee for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants across state lines.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us now live. Stephen, good to have you on this big story this afternoon. Do we actually know where Abrego Garcia is at this hour and where he will be headed?
Well, no, I don't know the answer to that, Anne, but I can tell you that this is essentially an extradition. Kilmar Abrego Garcia's return to the United States, sources tell ABC News, is the function of federal charges that have been filed in Tennessee. Abrego Garcia, according to a federal indictment that's just been unsealed, is going to be charged with two counts: conspiracy to unlawfully transporting what the law says are illegal aliens for financial gain. And, well, there's two counts along those lines. The maximum penalty, it says here in the charging document, is 10 years with a maximum fine of $250,000. You may remember that in the weeks after Kilmar Abrego Garcia was mistakenly sent to El Salvador, and amidst all the litigation and all the controversy, the Trump administration pointed to something that surfaced. A traffic stop in 2022 in Tennessee. State troopers suspected at the time that Abrego Garcia was taking part in human trafficking because they pulled him over in a vehicle that was full of people, and they contacted the FBI, and the FBI said, we have no reason to suggest that you should hold this person, and so they let him go. He was released. No charges were filed at the time. Now, federal prosecutors have gone to a grand jury and gotten this indictment. It was sealed last month, May 21st. It's now just been unsealed in the last few minutes. And we're told Abrego Garcia is now on his way back here. He's coming back to face these charges. And again, the charges are that he took part in a conspiracy to transport, according to prosecutors, thousands of migrants from Texas to the interior of the country. Among those allegedly transported, children and accused members of MS-13.
Is that what changed here, using this indictment, formulating this indictment as a takeoff point after the weeks of stonewalling by the Trump administration in the face of the federal court order to get him back?
It's really interesting. You know, the administration took the position in Beltsville in federal court that there was essentially nothing that could be done because the United States no longer has custody of this man, that he's now in the hands of officials of El Salvador. You saw that Senator Van Hollen go down to El Salvador to meet with Abrego Garcia, and the Trump administration pushed back publicly against any effort and suggested there was nothing it could or would do. But now, legally, It's a completely different story, because now, emerging from the people of Tennessee and the grand jury there, they have a charge, two counts against this man. And now justice requires that he be returned so that he can face justice. And that's what we expect Attorney General Pam Bondi to announce at a press conference, which is just about to get underway at the Justice Department.
Stephen, real quick. The allegation and that indictment, from what you're all reporting, looks to be like he was a very big player in human trafficking, is what the government is charging him with here. In a couple weeks, can you get a case together fast enough? I mean, we've been doing this a long time. These things usually take a while to play out.
Well, it's a really good question, and I'm assume that the evidence will, some amount of it will be uncovered in some of these court documents that are just now being unsealed. I mean, I'm literally, I haven't had a chance to go through it all because it just came in just as I was waiting to go on with you. It looks like it is 13 pages so far that's been unsealed this afternoon, and somewhere in here there'll be some information about exactly how close it's alleged Kilmar Abrego Garcia was to the heart of this apparent conspiracy.
Stephen, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for helping us on this breaking story. Appreciate it.
You bet.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.